Hi, my name is Rob. I am a pansexual agent of feminist with a fatty. I'm also a soldier in the United States Army, and I have been so for over 9 years. And I'm a sergeant, and I'm currently deployed to Kuwait. And I've been here for about 2 months, actually exactly 2 months and like a day. Military, very, very hyper-masculine. Even the females, hyper-masculine. So in the military, it's not like, you know, I'm not with the female shit, but we refer to women and men as males and females. This is like the verbiage indoctrinated in me. So that's weird, because sometimes I say it, and I'm like, this is so odd, but everything says males and females. And that's just how it is. But yeah, so like my verbiage has to change. I have to bite my tongue a lot, because there's a lot of weird things happen. I hear a lot of weird things, a lot of outlandish homophobia. Like there's this man, super tall, and he got some thick thighs, and he was wearing PTs, our physical fitness uniform. So it's like a t-shirt and some shorts, and he's walking a child. And I mean, he had like a little more sass in his walk than like the typical dude on post. But other than that, you know, nothing like struck me besides like his legs were just mad beautiful, and I wanted them wrapped around my neck. But I was walking with a guy in my unit who saw him. I assumed that he was gay because he had a more feminine walk, and just, we were talking, he stopped talking, lost his train of thought, and just stared at him in disgust. And then after he passed, I looked at him like, the fuck? And he's like, oh sorry, I don't know what the fuck that was about. I'm like, wow, this nigga is existing in uniform. That's a uniform. He's existing in uniform. And the guy was offended by his existence. So I've never came out, not really. People, you know, when I brought my ex-girlfriend around, some people knew her as my ex-girlfriend, but I never introduced her as my partner, not necessarily out of fear, just because I didn't, if people wanted to know, they would just ask. Most people just didn't care. They also didn't know me, but I was afraid. I guess it was a little bit out of fear. I was slightly afraid that would be the only thing that they care to know about me. Like, oh, Sonic Temple's gay. Niggas don't care about anything else when they find out you're gay. So I haven't came out about my sexual identity, which is fine. I guess there really is no need to my coworkers. We don't really have shit to talk about, and definitely not about my gender. So here, I refer to myself as a Black person with a vagina. If I were to call myself a gender, it would be too long of a conversation to have with somebody. I have to explain everything, and it's just, I don't have the energy to be a teacher to some ignorant ass niggas. So I just, that's how I refer to myself, but they refer to me as she. Yeah, so when I say that, like, oh yeah, you know, as a Black person with a vagina, I always get like a weird look. I'm like, is that not literally what I am? Like the bare minimum.
That's how indoctrinated people with are with gender, right? Like the gender binary, like even they already think that people with vaginas are women, but they're just like, you won't call yourself a woman? I don't understand. What the fuck?
How dare you?
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's been weird, but it's like, it's been weird because then I catch myself referring to myself as she, which is like just weird, because like every single time I do it, I always say, wow, that was weird. It never gets less weird. Tongue biting and just knowing what arguments are worth joining, because I don't want to stress myself out. I don't want to hate anybody, because I do have to work with them. I have no choice. Mm-hmm. I've been in at least two transphobic situations where I've had to politely ask people to stop talking. And I mean, considering that it is, you know, Army policy to not be transphobic or homophobic, I can do that without fear of repercussion, and they can't question, you know, why per se. But just the fact that these conversations can happen is super fucking uncomfortable. And then with the fasting, so, you know, we spoke about it. At first, it was more like, I was very confused. after my grandfather passed. I'm still very confused. This has definitely been a hell of a journey. So I thought I'd try my hands in Islam, as my grandfather was a devout Muslim. I was studying and trying, and it's hard. It is crazy. You wouldn't think that it'd be easy, but it makes Christianity seem like a cakewalk. It's something that it just takes so much practice and reading and listening. But then also I came to the same conclusion that I've come to many times, that I just don't think I'm meant for religion. I know there's like feminist Muslims and of course gay Muslims and trans Muslims, but just the religion in itself and religion in general, it just doesn't match my values as a person. But that doesn't mean that I still can't read, take parts of, and keep those parts close. And fasting for me has been one of those things that I still wanted to do regardless of whether or not I decided to convert. And it's been cool. I've only failed once, which was today, because I woke up super late. And if I didn't eat, I would have literally passed out because it's just too hot and I'd be outside for too long to not eat. But today I failed. But that was one day out of 17 or 16 days. And my unit is pretty supportive. They've made accommodations for me, made it easier for me, and they don't really ask me too many questions. Mm-hmm. It might be easier to be a Muslim in the military than it is to be gay, which is odd, but it's true. Because they hate them some Muslims.
Yikes. That's fucked.
Very, very alternate universe here.
Right. I mean, we are living in an alternate universe, I would say. Generally.
Yeah.
Weird shit.
Generally speaking.
As you are a co-host or a co-ho on Inner Ho Uprising, what's the hoeing like out there, Ben? The fuck is going on?
Okay. So let me keep it a Benji with you. So at first when I got out here, I was talking to a guy who I was like really feeling. As you know, me and my ex-girlfriend broke up. And I was really like trying to like chill, but this guy who I've known for a little while, we just got close, and it wasn't really on purpose, because it's, I guess, you know, like just weird things happen when people pass away, and you kind of latch on to certain people, and I definitely latched on to him. But we got really, really close, and then he started throwing on the us word and the we word, and when you get back this and get back that, and I was like, oh shit, like, did I just meet a normal person? And I told my family, like, yo, I think I met a normal guy, like, just normal. Turns out, nope, that was a lie. That nigga was not normal. That nigga was insane. And he ghosted my shit. Right? So when he ghosted my shit, like, I bet I need to be true to myself. And who is my true self? I'm a hoe. All right, bet. I go on Tinder when I was in Germany. I was in Germany for some training. So I went to Kuwait, and then I went to Germany, and I came back to Kuwait. I was in Germany for about a week. I was in Ramstein, and that's where all the black people are.
It's called Ramstein?
Especially all the black people. Yeah.
Remember that song, Du Hast?
What?
Never mind. There's a song called Du Hast, and it was the most popular German song ever. I don't know any other German music. Nah, it's like a metal song. Well, that and 99 Luftballons, but that was like in the 90s. And then in the early 2000s, Du Hast came out and the band was named Rammstein. Sorry to interrupt you.
I'm glad that that memory came across, you fucking weirdo.
It's very important to me.
It may or may not have any relation. I'm sure it does.
They're probably just from there.
I mean, well, Ramstein is like very Americanized because of the very large military presence. So I knew that there was going to be some niggas out there. So, you know, get back on Tinder. Shout out to Akeem and Chris and Nas who helped me perfect my Tinder. So I didn't have to be very hard. They put in the work for me because they said that my Tinder profile wasn't hitting.
Why was it not hitting, and what did they do to make it hit?
They helped me pick out the pictures. They said my pictures weren't good enough.
Mm-hmm. They weren't thirst trappy enough.
They were like, you look like good material, but you don't look like flat material. And I was like, I need to be both. So they chose the pictures. And it was hilarious. They're like, no, not that one. All right, that one. and they helped me with my bio.
It's like a writer's workshop.
Because these niggas are old. Yeah. So that shit, it worked. So in Germany, I was swiping whatever, and I met up with two guys. One guy, I hung up with him twice. I went to his house the second time, and nothing happened. He just like, I think he like touched my butt.
Something like.
And I'm thinking, like, I wanted to fuck him so bad.
Oh.
And then I texted him, like, yo, like, if you're trying to get physical, because, like, I thought he was going to get physical yesterday. So if you're trying to get physical, like, hit me up. And nigga never hit me back. And I was like, damn. But then it was, like, this 20-year-old dude who I met on Tinder. He's young, son. He didn't look young, but he was young. I was like, I don't know if I should do this. I was talking to you, and you was like, I don't know if I have faith in my son's pipe game. What? Lo and behold, A, he was mad smart. He has like a bachelor's degree in fucking nursing, and he's a behavioral health specialist. That nigga is like low key, like mad smart. I was like, cool, we can have a little conversation. But also, the pipe game was hitting, and the head game was out of control.
My bad. misread the situation there. I was ageist.
ODH. I was just afraid that I was crossing some kind of boundaries in my 20s, young, but, and that's the youngest I've ever gone. But I was running out of options. It was my last night there, and it was a night well spent. Nice. We still talk, but not really. I just keep in touch. I'm like, one day I'm going to end up back in Germany. I'm going to need that. Now that I decided to not delete my Tinder, I decided to see what's going to happen out here. And I met up with one guy who we went out on a date. He paid. At least the niggas out here paid for my dates. Never, ever happened before. Yeah. But turns out he was this pick-me-ass nigga on some why do Black Lives Matter when Black people kill Black people and blah, blah, blah. We got into a very big argument in public, and he told me essentially that was immature because I couldn't have a mature argument. And I'm like, that's not shit that you just be talking about to people. I'm like, but it's okay. Like, you can have your own views, but we don't got to be friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can keep those that over there. Weird.
And he was like a cop. And I was like, of course you are. Should have known. Mm-hmm. But then I met with another guy who's normal-ish.
He's
and
what?
And he's been fucking for like normal-ish.
Cool.
He's pretty normal. Like, he's mentally stable, most important. And yeah, we've been fucking around for a few weeks. And also just dating. In general, we've been going out and eating and watching movies and hanging out and also having like really, really good sex.
Yes.
Good sex, car sex, bed sex. It's been great. but he's leaving.
Aww.
So I don't know what to do because I'm like, damn, I really like this nigga. I'm like, maybe I'll keep in touch with him. But then what am I going to do here? I'm going to have to keep swiping on Tinder, but there's creepy niggas on Tinder. Like, men who are like, oh, you want to hang out in this desolate area? No. Or niggas who hit me up like, damn, girl. And I'm like, wow, you're corny. Niggas who send me, oh, nothing, nah, don't mind me, just moving into your DMs. Like, it's been crazy.
Yeah. Niggas are creeps. Niggas are creeps across all borders.
Facts. So I've just been careful. I don't want any kind of, I mean, at least there's no alcohol out here, so that makes it safer-ish. But I try to be as safe as possible. Like, I vet these niggas. I hang out with you in public places nonstop until I feel comfortable enough to be alone with you. But this guy that I'm dating now is the only one I really feel comfortable with. So, yeah, I mean, there's potential to hoe away. I mean, I've had sex twice.
That's not bad, because some people don't, like, it's been like 3 months in the military in Kuwait. Some people don't have sex in 3 months over here. Once.
That
niggas don't even go on dates.
I feel like I'm being my true self now, because now my standards have definitely changed. I'm like, because I told the guys, like, you know, I usually be paying for everything because I be fucking with some broke niggas. I don't know why. Like, I know you got money because we are in the same place. you taking me out. I ain't paying for shit. Using my motherfucker, using your privilege against you. Fuck you.
Good. I'm happy. I feel like it's not like what you ultimately want, but it's what you want for right now, and you're having fun, and it's safe, and it's good. Niggas are not being complete trash, and when they are, you get out of the situation fast. I'm pleased.
Or not never really see him again.
Good.
So this is the guy's post, so I don't really got to run into trash niggas, creepy niggas. I mean, it's been, it's definitely not ultimately what I want, but I don't know. I entertain the idea that I might meet my soulmate out here sometime.
Maybe so. Shit.
Who knows? I'm like, shit, maybe the nigga I'm fucking with is my soulmate. I don't know.
Aww.
But I'm just...
One day at a time, like,
yeah.
It's fucking lit.
I got a job with it.